This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Hundreds of supporters of Iranian President-elect Ibrahim Raisi gathered in Tehran Saturday evening to celebrate his landslide victory in the presidential elections. The crowd assembled on Imam Hussein Square, usually the stage for religious ceremonies, and cheered Raisi's victory by hoisting his picture and Iranian flags. Raisi won a landslide victory in Friday's presidential election, a vote that propelled the supreme leader's protege into Tehran's highest civil position. His election became more of a coronation after his strongest competition found themselves disqualified from running. That sparked calls for a boycott, and many apparently did stay home. Out of more than 59 million eligible voters, only 28.9 million voted, the lowest turnout in the Islamic Republic's history. Thousands took to the streets across Brazil Saturday to protest against President Jair Bolsonaro's pandemic response, blasting the leader for not acquiring vaccines fast enough and for questioning the need for mask wearing. The protests came as the country's health minister confirmed that more than 500,000 Brazilians have died from COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. Brazil's reported death toll is second only to that of the United States, where the number of lives lost has topped 600,000. Brazil is registering more than 70,000 confirmed coronavirus infections every day. Just 11.4% of the population has been fully vaccinated, according to the government. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has played down the seriousness of the virus while trying to keep the country's economy running. He dismissed COVID-19 as a little flu and has scorned mask wearing and social distancing.